I was not going to add on that particular point, but getting here on are some unique expressions in verse 23. It ties in with that, of course. I have received of the Lord, and I want to underline that. Lord is used about 23 times or so in the Corinthian epistle. And that immediately, then further he says, that I delivered what I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus. Now he mentions not only Lord, but the Lord Jesus, because he's referring to the time when Jesus was here in this scene and he suffered. And then he goes on to say, the same night when he was betrayed. Now notice the paradox of this. The Lord Jesus, call him Lord, and he was delivered up and he was betrayed. To betray this blessed one. And how could that be possible, that he would be betrayed? That was when he was here in this scene, in lowly grace, as the Son of Man, as we find in Luke's Gospel. And here, he was betrayed, and that very same night in which he took bread. So the taking of the bread on his part was in the, now a remembrance for him. It was looking back. He's now in the glory speaking. And addressing the saints, the Apostle Paul, and speaking to him and saying, that very same night when I was betrayed, I took bread and I broke it and gave it to you. He suffered. He was very conscious of this. But he now in the glory desires that we share or have communion with him, or should I say appropriate the eating. Is here not the thought of, I think someone mentioned earlier, quickly eating this and having done with it, but it is really the enjoyment. I'm feeding on this. I'm assimilating this in my spiritual understanding. For he says in the chapter 10 earlier, he says, I speak unto wise men. Judge ye what I say. Not everybody in an assembly setting will be up to this. There are babes in Christ. There's young people. There's some that have just come from some false religion. But he treats them all on the same basis. The blood of Christ was shed for all to put away sin. And he suffered. He suffered from the hands of man. For righteousness' sake. And when he did, he opened not his mouth. He went quietly. When he suffered from the hands of God for sin, they cried out, they mocked him. If thou be the Christ, come down from the cross. He was the Christ. He didn't have to prove that. Scripture speaks it clear. Who he was. But he would not come down. He could have come down, if we think of it not in the sense of that he would, because he came for the purpose of going to the cross. But he, the one who went to the cross, though he could have been free as the Hebrew servant, could be free after 6 years of service. But he would not. Because he says, I love my master. I love my wife. I love my children. I will not go out free. And so as the one who would not go out free, he says, remember me. Remember me.
You would say to yourself, as we were reminded, it is the only occasion, of course, the Lord have delivered to Paul other things, but it is the only occasion, the celebration or the remembrance was almost word to word that the Lord spoke himself in relationship to that. So for us, I think we need to understand that it must have a great importance and touch in his heart that we might do so. I received of the Lord the night of his betrayal. You would say to yourself, why do the scripture is highlighting the betrayal? If it is something for his own, why the night of betrayal? Because he is reminding us and reminding Paul that this occasion needs to be enjoyed in the days of his rejection. It is the thought that he was rejected not only from without, but the Lord Jesus in a prophetic way speaks of my familiar friend, one that was acquainted with him. You want to know how it is to be betrayed? Well, you know what? The Lord understands it fully, because he was fully betrayed by one of his own, my familiar friend. But the reality of it is that when he takes it up from glory, now I don't want the saints to misunderstand it. When he receives it from a scene of glory, he includes the three gospels in it. The thought of betrayal is Matthew. The way he broke the bread is Mark. And the thought of remembrance is Luke. So he brings the three gospels in relationship with it. With one difference, it will be very good for us to understand it because it touches the soul. At least it warms my heart. That when he took the bread, he said, this is my body for you. Not given, but it is my body for you. Why is he receiving it in such a way? Because now the Lord Jesus is head over his body. Now it is in relationship that when the Lord spoke to Paul, why thou persecutest me? You're dealing with my body, you're dealing with me. So he doesn't talk much about the giving, but he talks about my body for you, as if to say that we are attached with him 100%. And the last word I had to say is the word delivered. It's not something that, somebody gives me something, I might pass it to Milad, but I might bend something with it. The word delivered in the Greek means it was given out the same way he has received it. The same way. And dear brethren, how wonderful to be able to keep this wonderful occasion the same way exactly that the Lord has delivered it to us.
By way of question, you mentioned the whole matter of the night in which he was betrayed. Is there not a sense in which our own personal hearts are brought to light in that expression? Because there is the nature of our hearts to give up what is for him under his lordship. So hence, we need to be reminded of the night in which he was betrayed, as to how untrustworthy our hearts can be. And so he's attaching us to himself in sincerity and truth, so that the betrayer's disposition is not characterized by us.